Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, on this program, I'm going to talk about worshiping God. Now, don't worry, it's not going to be some long theological discussion. No, I think you'll find the program enlightening and encouraging. Even though you may have been listening for some time to Psalms of Hope, now you're having more time to write. So thank you for your letters. In fact, these days when someone writes, I've been sending out a free book, knowing you have more time to read too. So write to me. And of course, I'm going to play some wonderful music as we listen together and worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus, our Redeemer. I recently had a musician listener write to me. He wrote that he loves the variety of music I play, from quartets to Southern gospel to Christian country and even modern day songs, all with one theme, that of uplifting and encouraging us. I was so blessed when I got that email. And when I think of worship, I'm reminded of the scripture where Jesus said, "Where two or more are gathered in my name, there I will be in the midst of them." And if you think about it, when you listen to Psalms of Hope, we are together in the Spirit, and Jesus says he'll be there too. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus is with us as we listen. You know, we often equate worship with going to church, but worship can happen anywhere that we turn our heart to God. It can happen at night in bed, in our backyard, on the beach, even while listening to this radio program. All it takes is a willing heart that desires to know Father God better. You know, various chapters in the book of Psalms, the largest book in the Bible, were written by King David and others for the purpose of worshiping and singing praises to God. Well, this first song I want to play is to help you enter into worship, and it's sung by the Tallies. It's what we want to do on this program, worship and praise the Lord. The song is Hallelujah, Praise the Lamb.
From the moment man first disobeyed the Father, we were then held captive by our sins. The law of God demanded a sacrifice, restoring to himself his own again. So the Lamb, his only Son, was freely offered. Atonement for our sins forever made. He innocent and holy, still God and God only, could ransom and redeem us back again. Hallelujah. All our guilt and all our sin, the Lamb of the cross, those nail-pierced hands reached up to God and down to man. And just as if I'd never sin, he took me in his arms, embracing me.
Song. We should praise Jesus, the Lamb, who was slain for us. He was slain to give us eternal life. He loves us so much. You know, as we walk through these days of turmoil and pressures in the world, and sometimes in our own world, I find the need to worship God even more important. Throughout the Bible, we find many verses about worshiping God. In my study about worship, I came across the most amazing verse the other day. It's from 2 Kings 3:15, and it says, "But now bring me a minstrel." And while the minstrel played, the hand and power of the Lord came upon Elisha. Isn't that amazing? Such a simple thing. When the minstrel worshiped God through his music, God's power came upon Elisha. In another place, the Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people. When we worship the Lord, his presence will manifest wherever we are. Our worship may include singing or playing an instrument or simply speaking praises to God. It doesn't matter if we're at home, in our car, at work, even a hospital bed, God will inhabit our praises. And where God is, there is tremendous power available. What do you need power for today? Do you need God's healing power in your body? Worship Him. Do you need God's restoration power in a relationship? Worship Him. Are you lonely? Worship Him. Do you need protection? Worship Him. As you worship God, you will see your own perspective begin to change. Things that used to bother you will no longer bother you. Old habits and addictions will break off you as you worship and release God's power in your life. All throughout the day, sing songs to Him and declare His goodness and provision for your life. Praise God by saying such simple things as, You are a good and faithful God. Thank you for loving me. As you praise God, I know you'll be blessed. Now here's a wonderful song that will help you worship the one true and mighty God. Worship with me as the praise and worship group sing, Put on the Garment of Praise.
Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice to God. Praise with the spirit and with understanding. Oh, magnify the Lord. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice to God. Praise with the spirit.
Let's put on our garment of praise to the Lord. You know, in the event you tuned in late, I'm Samantha Landy, the host for this program, Psalms of Hope. And I'm so happy you've joined me. Today, I'm talking about worshiping God. Some time ago, I experienced a very special time of worship. I was invited to a home in La Quinta, California, to listen to Dr. Calvin Taylor give a special concert for us. Dr. Taylor is a world-renowned concert pianist who loves the Lord fervently, and his tender spirit before the Lord comes through his incredible piano playing. It was obvious that he was worshiping the Lord as he played wonderful, God-honoring music just for us. Well, I was reveling in the beauty of the trees and the mountains viewed through the windows while listening to Dr. Taylor. Suddenly, I heard the distinct sound of birds singing, but all the windows in the room were closed. Then I looked at the keyboard, and with his right hand, Dr. Taylor was making the piano sound like birds. He was doing this all the while playing that wonderful, rich, reassuring song, His Eye Is on the Sparrow. Oh, my heart just soared in worship to the Lord, being reminded once again that God watches over us just as He watches over the sparrow. There isn't anything that can happen to us that God won't be with us in the middle of it. And then I thought again, God watching over the sparrow isn't just someone's idea in a song. No, it's a promise in the Bible. And it's also in the Bible that God cares for us, loves us, and yes, watches over us. Now here's the song I mentioned that I heard Dr. Taylor playing on the piano. And here is Gary McSpadden singing, His Eye Is on the Sparrow.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why must my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home when Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches. For His eye And I know He watches me. And I sing because I'm happy. Oh, yes, I sing because I'm free. For His eyes on the sparrow, and I know
God's eye is on the sparrow, and He does watch over us. That's God's promise in the Bible to you and me. Isn't that wonderful? Well, last year I was talking to a friend of mine, Carol. She's a high school teacher, and she was having difficulty with the teenagers that she was teaching in one of her classes. Every day, this particular group of students seemed rowdy and disrespectful. One day, she turned on the local Christian music station to a very low level at her desk. The students couldn't really hear it. It was simply a soft background sound. And it was only a matter of days, and she began to notice a difference in the mood of the class. They seemed more peaceful and ready to learn. She told me she attributed it to the presence of God that the Christian music brought into the classroom. And a disc jockey friend of mine, Bill, works at a local radio station, and he said that if he just listened to the sad, romantic songs that he played on the radio, he found he easily became melancholy and unhappy with his life. But if he remembered to fill his heart every evening when he got home with worship music, it kept his emotions strong and his heart right with God. So if you're having difficulty in your relationships or the workplace, you might want to try it too. If praise and worship to God help the Israelites defeat the enemy, I'm sure worship music will help us in our homes to have peaceful happy, joyful atmosphere. Try it. You might like it. You know, I've learned in my own life that praise and worship is very powerful. Praising God helps me keep strong during difficult times. I have Christian music playing in my home, in my office, and various rooms of my house all day, every day. Praise helps keep my emotions stable. And decide today to put your faith into action by thanking and praising God all throughout your day. And yes, when I'm worshiping God, one of the songs I love is a song written by a friend of mine, Jack Hayford. Now here is the praise and worship group singing Majesty.
Majesty, worship His majesty, unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom authority, flow from His throne unto His own, His anthem
song. I hope you took time to worship along with me as we listened to that song, Majesty. Well, in preparing for this program, I found some amazing verses about worship. Here's one from the book of Romans. It says, "But he, Abraham, grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God." You know, God had promised Abraham that he would be the father of many nations, that his heirs would outnumber the stars in the sky. Well, Abraham had to wait years for Isaac to be born. I'm sure there were many mornings that he thought, "I must not have heard God right. It's never going to happen. Besides, Sarah's too old to have a child." No, he had to do just what we have to do. He had to get up each morning and shake off his doubt. And another verse says, "Abraham grew strong in faith by giving praise and glory to God." Oh yes, like Abraham, we can grow strong in our faith by praising and worshiping God. We can thank God that if we ask Him, He'll be with us each and every day, no matter what's going on in our world. So tomorrow, when you feel overwhelmed with life, let my voice in your head remind you of the power that you have if you choose to praise and worship God. Maybe even put on some God-honoring worship music in your home, in your car, wherever you go. You could even sing along with a song that you hear on this program. Oh, there's so many examples of the power that you can tap into as you praise and worship God. Yes, that's one of the reasons Jesus died for you, so you could have power in your life to overcome the evil in the world. And worshiping the Lord will help you have that power. Well, our time together is over. And if you'd like a CD of this program or any others, do write or email me. And this program is listener supported, so if you can send a gift, that would be appreciated so much. Thank you. And remember, at the beginning of the program, I said that I'm sending out a free book to anyone who writes in these days. So write to me. And do join me same time, same place next week. I'm Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will worship and praise the Lord.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.